the Public News Service Daily Newscast, January 21, 2026. I'm Mike Clifford. All three major Wall Street indexes ended Tuesday with their biggest one-day drop in 3 months in a broad sell-off triggered by concerns that fresh tariff threats from President Trump against Europe could signal renewed market volatility. That from Reuters. They report the risk-off trade was persuasive, helping vault gold to fresh record highs and pushing up debt costs with U.S. Treasuries wobbling under renewed selling pressure. Bitcoin, which can find favor when traditional markets waver, fell more than 3%. Meantime, Minnesota doctors and police chiefs are joining the chorus of voices describing community-level harms they say are being caused by the surge of federal immigration officers in the state.
In separate news conferences Tuesday, healthcare providers and police department leaders shed new light on the impacts of ICE agents pushing to accelerate deportations across Minnesota. Dr. Janet Gewertz O'Brien is president-elect of the American Academy of Pediatrics Minnesota chapter. Serving patients in Minneapolis, she says when ICE agents are visible at hospitals, including the one where she works, vulnerable families are afraid to get the care they need.
We've seen moms that have called and said, my baby's having trouble breathing. I don't know if I should come in.
As for local police, a group of department chiefs has described getting endless complaints from community members, including U.S. citizens, about ICE agents violating their civil rights. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump amplified his administration's arguments that the Minnesota operation is capturing the worst violent offenders. But some arrest data cited by the White House has been called into question. I'm Mike Moen.
And despite funding cuts from the state and the federal government, Planned Parenthood reproductive health care clinics across Texas are expected to serve more than 100,000 patients this year. Texas lawmakers cut Planned Parenthood from most of its Medicaid funding in 2013 before abortions were banned in the state.
Sarah Wheat with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas says the cuts make it harder for low-income patients to get routine care.
So many of our patients, they've always known, were a resource for getting your birth control updated or coming in and getting an HIV test or a screening for STIs or that annual exam where we can screen you for cervical cancer and hypertension and anemia. We've always provided these services. In fact, this was our 90th year here in Texas.
The Trump administration recently agreed to release millions of dollars in federal funding to Planned Parenthood and other family planning groups. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services was sued for withholding over $27 million in funding from 16 organizations, saying they violated civil rights laws. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
This is Public News Service. Next to the Midwest, where a professor is sounding the alarm of what he calls the Trump administration's authoritarian tactics to quell the free press, free speech, and other constitutional rights.
A professor at Indiana University Kokomo, Konstantin Zhukov, argues the FBI raid of a journalist's home last week is not an isolated incident, but part of an ongoing escalation since President Trump took office a year ago. He emphasizes that as someone originally from Russia, he recognizes this as a familiar autocratic move.
It's a story that you usually hear in Russia. It's a common instrument that the Russian authorities use in order to scare the journalists and to signal to them that they shouldn't do their work, essentially, that they shouldn't keep the government accountable.
Zhukov points to recent volatile policing and immigration protest dynamics in states like Illinois and Minnesota as another big concern. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
And the Trump administration has blocked the implementation of tougher wastewater treatment standards for coal-fired power plants in Wyoming and across the nation. A move that saves operators money, but critics warn that these and other efforts to boost the coal industry are bad for business and public health.
Tom Smar with Earth Justice says the Environmental Protection Agency's new standards require operators to invest in technologies that reduce the release of toxins like arsenic, lead, and mercury into waterways.
The health benefits of fewer incidences of cancer, cardiovascular disease, less exposure to children to harmful levels of lead, that those benefits far exceed the cost to the industry.
The new standards would cut more than 600 million pounds of wastewater pollution each year, according to the EPA's own projections. The agency claims delaying those standards is necessary to address electric grid reliability, rising demand, and affordability. I'm Eric Galatis.
The EPA has also announced it will no longer calculate the monetary benefits of improving health and saving lives when considering air and water protections. Finally, we head to Mississippi, where beef and cattle production is a major part of agriculture, but environmental researchers say the heavy reliance on beef in popular online recipes contributes to broader environmental and health concerns.
Stephanie Feldstein with the Center for Biological Diversity says top recipe websites and social media pages promote the overconsumption of red meat.
They posted recipes calling for a total of more than 57 pounds of beef. And that's a huge amount of beef that has real implications for the climate and our environment.
Beef cattle are the largest segment of the state's livestock industry, with nearly 15,000 beef producers and more than 900,000 head of cattle producing hundreds of millions of dollars in annual economic value. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.